You are on Radio Tacoma's Climate 360.
And I'm your host, John Doherty, where we take a 360-degree look at climate here and around the world in 360 seconds or less. So let's get right to it. The tentacles of climate change are everywhere, and those tentacles are ever increasing in their reach and their grasp. And at the same time, each advance of climate change can easily be ignored or explained away. We've always had heat waves. We'll rebuild as a community after the flood, hurricane, landslide, wildfire. Or simply a plaintive, what can I do? Or we can just point the finger at corporations, Chinese, Indians, Republicans, bureaucrats, Fox News. While all of that may be satisfying to say, none of it does anything to address the effects of climate change. For the moment, let's look at one way climate change is showing up right here in Washington. We love trees that once blanketed the western half of our state, loved them so much that we nicknamed ourselves the Evergreen State. Imagine you've noticed the change in trees as we cross the Cascades from west to east, from the omnipresent Douglas firs and cedars in the west to the ponderosa pines east of the Cascades. The calculation is simple. Trees, like all plants, need certain ranges of moisture and temperature to flourish. Change the moisture and temperature, trees suffer and die. Our evergreen species are dying right now from changes in moisture and temperature brought on by climate change. Grand and noble fir are dying, with a die-off event in Oregon so devastating, researchers have dubbed it Fir-mageddon. Our western hemlock, western red cedar, and Douglas fir are dying at accelerated rates. Dying trees are susceptible to insect infestation and fungus effects, which accelerates their deaths. Once dead from disease or drought, dead trees are kindling for wildfires. Which makes me wonder why our Department of Natural Resources, under the leadership of Hillary France, seems hell-bent on cutting down precious old-growth forest. Most recently, three environmental groups, the Center for Sustainable Economy, Save the Olympic Peninsula, and Legacy Forest Defense Coalition, filed a lawsuit in King County Superior Court to keep Hillary France and the DNR from cutting down one of our rare remaining old-growth forests, an area in the Tolt and Snoqualmie River basins northeast of Seattle. The good news is that the judge in this case, as in a recent similar case in Jefferson County in 2022, took the DNR to the woodshed and excoriated them for their misguided timberlands practices. It remains to be seen if DNR and Hillary France are listening.
Mythbuster time.
There's a myth floating around that says storing carbon in wood products is better than storing it in forests. Here's the truth. This furniture theory has been thoroughly debunked. Each ton of carbon stored in wood products comes at a carbon cost of 20 or more tons of CO2 released by logging, manufacturing, and disposal of wood products in landfills. There is no net carbon storage in wood products, just a net release of greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. In addition, forests can accumulate and store carbon for hundreds of years, while most carbon stored in wood products is released into the atmosphere in a few decades. Here's a fun fact. National Renewable Energy Laboratory says achieving 100% clean electricity requires 91,000 miles of new high-voltage interregional transmission lines by 2035. In 2023, we constructed 291. To take advantage of the Inflation Reduction Act vision for 2035, we need to add 41% capacity to long-distance transmission lines. If we continue at our present rate, we'll only add 15%. Adding wind and solar can't make a difference if we can't get that electricity to where it's used, and the changes needed are going to need congressional action. There is a stunning need for us to get to work regarding the election this fall. Here's Charles Harper from the nonprofit group Evergreen Action. Quoting, "We do agree that legislation in Congress is essential in building our national grid and deploying clean energy at the speed and scale we need it. But in this Congress, compromise with climate deniers will tie up all those necessary reforms to transmission with unacceptable giveaways to the oil and gas industries, which will increase emissions." Close quote. Climate science deniers in Congress are never going to compromise with advocates for a cleaner energy system. They will do everything they can to block progress, and how many there are of them and how close to majority they are is critically important. For us to move ahead with the urgency called for, we have to diminish the power of these climate science deniers in Congress. A few seats, one way or the other, are critically important to the next few years. We as individuals and small groups can make a difference, especially in swing states. It's imperative that we do more than just shout at our TV sets. Find an organization that's working to affect outcomes in swing states and support them with your time or your money or both.
Quote for today.
This from Zen Buddhist monk Thich Nhat Hanh. The earth is a loving mother, nurturing and protecting all peoples and all species without discrimination. When you realize the earth is so much more than simply your environment, you'll be moved to protect her in the same way you would yourself. And that's your Climate 360.